got in Australia.
When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Mama, that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust reverie, the memory of love's refrain.
I like going to movies.
That is definitely the next step. I don't care for lead role, I'd rather have a supporting role, you know.
Sound 106.
Vampire roles.
Yeah. Or even kitty roles, going in a lane with Mickey Mouse.
Is he any good or what?
Was that okay, Mr. Disney? Beg your pardon? You have no part for me? Oh, well. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, thank you anyway. Goodbye.
My next choice is Hanna-Barbera.
But I just completed my first horror movie, full-length movie, called Blood Harvest. And that is really a restricted horror movie where I play a mad, insane clown. Well, listen.
Well, let me tell you something about the telephone.
Thomas Edison invented the
telephone. Listen. Let me tell you. Alexander Graham Bell.
Is that right?
It's all over with Miss Vicky, is it?
All right, let me explain that. She got married again back in 79. Mm. I never gave her a divorce. She got her divorce because the state gave it to her after the time limit. And you're right, Mr. Doherty, I said I would never marry again, but I also said in my interviews, I also said I would rather marry and sleep with someone.
Finally, when you and your former wife, Miss Vicky, separated, she made a few statements to American newspapers about SEX. Do you have anything to say about that?
I just met a reverend going through the passport office, you know, with his wife from Arizona. And he said, well, how come we don't belong to, you know, what organization people want? I said, well, my father's Jesus, my father's Catholic, I just believe in Jesus Christ, come back again. You know, and I met somebody in Los Angeles from the Hare Krishna movement. And he agrees with me. You know, and he called SEX a illusion.
Have you ever shattered this illusion, then?
No, I think he's right.
Everywhere I go, people know the part I play. Paid for every dance, selling each romance, every night some heart betraying. There will come a day, youth will pass away, then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know, they'll say just a gigolo.
Yes, this is the room I've been living in for years. And also, I've had that Jesus Christ as my Lord on both sides. He's been wonderful. I thank Jesus for everything, for protection on us all. Also, there's also another wonderful room here. Many memories of these sweet creatures I've been dreaming of, these lovely angels of light. Here is a trophy right here that I never gave to a young woman because I felt that she almost missed being a classic. So it stays here as one of the only trophies I took back.
made but never gains. But she's still wonderful, of course. Just misses out by an inch. And, of course, over here, I gave 13 trophies out from 63 to 69 with Miss Vicky. And, of course, in this desk here, there were many, many memories. There's nothing here now.
But I'm less empty, but I give the world to see.
Over here is the curveball field where I played ball. From that curve over there in the other corner of 163rd and Fort Washington, right over here to this side, we used to run the bases. Many times they left me out of the game, and how I tried to hit home runs from that side to this side over here. And although I failed, I never quit. One day, I still never hit the wall, but I'm trying to bring friends back here so I can play one more eternal game where I can hit that wall from the other side. However, it was wonderful to keep on playing and never quitting. That's the essence of life. Never quit, no matter even if you lose.
To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do? Just when everything looked so dark, man, they said you better accept. You ate the positive, he lived, and ate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No,
there's no in between. I have taken care of you from the day you were born. You don't know where you were. The day you died, and the way you're going to. My law is this: be fruitful or multiply. Period. And here's a picture of Jackie Robinson, who I admired immensely when he first came to the Dodgers. What a great player. May he rest in peace.
Love comes along like a popular song, anytime or anywhere at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall, say you never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case.
I said, oh Lord, in my human form, that's the way I am. But oh blessed Jesus, just help me. And he has, to a great understanding.
Once you find that great gift, you never want to let it go, but it has to come to you. And most of the time, it comes through suffering, when the body is completely down, when the soul is completely down. That's when he knocks on the door.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place beyond the sun, just a step beyond the rain.
Now, for instance, if someone tells me it's perfectly normal to fool around before marriage, I just have to check chapter 6 of the first book of Corinthians, and St. Paul says it's not right to flee fornication. If I do fall into sin before marriage, I've made a mistake and I try not to do it again. But it's certainly not right because the scripture contradicts the world. Now, but
he says when you fool, he makes the same mistake twice.
Well, everyone.
He allows one.
In a human sense, we all make errors. And a human being, I can commit a sin tomorrow. I have to suffer the consequences, but pray never to do it again. That's what King David did.
Really?
I hear you've got a magic bag full of tricks.
My sweet agent has forbidden me...
Has forbidden you?
...to discuss anything at this particular point in life.
Well, this is a very important subject for us to dwell on, isn't it?
Well, it could be a mighty important subject for anyone to dwell on.
The S-E-X cannot be used except for the glory of God's name and creating life.
Sexual fantasies of human beings and those that they carry out are very important to their life.
Here's what's happening. A full government investigation is being held into last night's near disaster on the Big Dipper at Luna Park.
Many of the injured children were just ending their third ride on the Dipper when the leading car jammed about 30 metres from the finish. The second car then rammed the first car, spilling crying and screaming children all over the track. Police and five ambulances were on the scene within minutes, fearing the worst had occurred.
And it was just a big mess, you know, there was just blood everywhere and it just wasn't funny at all.
I thought it was a dream, but it wasn't.
For 43 years, Luna Park has been here and we've never had an accident before, and we're very upset that it came at this late stage, and we'll be obviously doing everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Because of birth control, more women have hysterectomies. And more breast cancer and lumps there than any other time in the history of mankind. Because of chemical devices of satanic wisdom, how better it'll be not to have less of that. And now look what's going to happen now.
I like sex.
Women engage more than ever today in fornication, illicit, sex, either before marriage, in marriage, adulteries, whatever. At the punishments of God, with the way the men handle these women and the way they get temperate, but night after night, the violence, the pressure on the skin, plus it's also my theory that some of these things that women wear, you know, those BRAs.
I love the way these hooks go in. Oh, yeah. Well, I can't see too well.
Can you get it?
It's a strange bra.
Yes, it is a strange bra.
It seems to go a different way. Oh. See, it's just what I told you.
Can't get it?
I can't. Maybe Mr. Eagles can help you. Or Mr. Mike here. They seem to be more agile in the...
Agile?
Oh, this young woman playing with the paper recorder.
There, I did it.
Well, and there you are. You see what I mean?
See what you mean?
And if you can't do it yourself, it don't mean a thing.
You like that better?
Love it.
Mr. Tim, why did you bring me here tonight to film?
Why did I bring you here?
Yeah.
Well, you wanted to film.
Not me, you.
Well, we wanted to film Miss Pleasure Ames and her jokes. What did you expect to film?
Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. But just to come off that old seal, makeup, whatever it is. Because without that scar, no one knows. We all are fantasizing.
I met Miss Natasha when she was dancing up in Brisbane. And frankly, for that type of person, looked like one of the prettiest things I ever saw.
Which type is that?
For what she was doing?
No, which type of person is she?
Well, I think she wants to be a woman. I don't think she's a transvestite. I think Miss Natasha was transsexual.
Now, the fact is, many people can't understand. That's not important. The fact is, Lord bless you with the fantasy to thrill, to make them stop for a moment to think and wonder. Well, the secret of his grace is too much to understand.
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours?
Well, you know, everyone's got something to change. It does take out the ability to be fruitful and multiply. Unfortunately, but as I said before, it's very difficult to know why certain things happen in this world. It's a matter of prayer and mercy. And, you know, this world gets even more interesting every day.
At night, when I take off that mask, I put it on the shelf. I may make the world think I'm merry, but I can't hide the truth for myself. So no matter what happens, I must go on acting, acting, acting. Be a Pagliaccio mask.
a great pretender. Pretending I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
I understand you've got a new girlfriend in your life. Can you tell us about that?
The most beautiful girl I've ever met. The only one, you know, they talk about soul love in songs. This is the soul love. Her name is Miss Dixie. Her husband died in a construction accident years ago. She's 25. She has a five-year-old daughter. She lives in Ohio right now. And if I ever have a hit record again or whatever, this is the one. If she says yes, I'm gonna marry.
Forever, Miss Dixie, I'll say it again. I love you and love you and love you and then. I love you and love you all over again. And love you and love you again.
I play the part of a lover, and to you my song may have charms, but the one who which my heart is singing to is a million miles from my arms.
Can you imagine her telling me in a letter yesterday and she doubts my sincerity?
How cruel.
Oh.
I'll write to her, Tiny, and tell her.
I'll tell you that she may really want that.
If my girl should lose her charms, the octopus has me in its arms. Life's a play by light or dark and lose.
We said you could get married on our show if you want.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful gesture, and I want to thank you all and your wonderful staff for doing that. But when I came home, she took it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
She thought I was trying to make her another Miss Vicky, which, of course, is untrue.
And I felt that Mr. Presley's real reason for committing suicide, I mean, a full monster of the law thing on the contrary, everything was, well, I should say more than one, but the main important one was the split up from his wife. Didn't know how to keep her. Then he was fooling around with many women. The lust of the flesh bring also the destruction of the spirit. Unless it's caught in time. But I believe, in my own personal opinion, that he committed spiritual suicide because his soul went haywire because of not walking with Jesus Christ completely. He did not have the right spiritual help that he should have had. It's so hard to balance the top.
Have always been here since the beginning of time.
And I can just say...